Okay, Abisai, again, the tafkid of today really is to talk in learning, to learn, to use these days that we have off for spiritual enhancement. And Amitz Hashem has been really an unbelievable success. This is going to become Balin Eder regular in the shul. We're going to have Yarche Kalas on all the legal holidays. So the topics were really chosen more as to go through an inyan in halacha rather than political. So the main tachlis here is going to be talk a little bit about the halachas of roidev and the heter to kill a roidev who's running after you, the mitzvah, the chiyuv, and Agav Orcha will touch upon this question about gun control. Now, obviously, this has become a quite hot topic. There are those who look at it very, very simplistically. Simplistic, without any lumdus, a person would say a gun is nishvayid. By the way, I don't have a gun. Just want to make that clear. I may get one, but the violin I don't have. I don't have a gun. But it's very, very simplistic for one to say that a gun is a goyish azach. That would be like saying in the time of the Nevi'im, a sword is a goyish azach. It's true I brought down a beautiful idea from Rav Eliashiv Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Several months ago, we discussed the idea that an Israeli soldier had a shaila whether he should make a shechiyonu. He got a new gun. They gave him a new gun. He was so excited. It had all the latest technology. And it was murdik. And he just was such simcha. He wanted to make a shechiyonu. See, he went to the chaplain in the army. He should make him a shechiyonu. And the chaplain held L'chayri, yeah. It's the first soldier I asked him the shaila. But L'chayri, yeah. The only shaila the chaplain had was, it's not really his gun. Belongs to the army. So he had a lumdus shaila. Does he own it? Does he not own it? Does he own it enough? This is a famous shaila l'gabi shechiyonu b'chlal. If you buy something and you have a mortgage against it, is that roi for a shechiyonu? A lease to own. These are all fashidna shailas. So that was the shaila. So the chaplain, he was mesupik what to do. He went to his rebbe, and his rebbe also enjoyed the shaila. First time he heard it, and he heard the tutzdadim. He said, "I don't know either." So they send somebody to Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv should be machriya the shaila. Rav Eliashiv also had an offer from the shaila. Rav Eliashiv said, "No shechiyanu, no shechiyanu." Rav Eliashiv said, "Why no shechiyanu?" And I use this to show you who Rav Eliashiv was. Not that we can ever know what Rav Eliashiv was, but it gives you a taste of what a Gadol B'Yisrael is. I always say the Gadol Yisrael, the way they waited for the Geula, is a whole different dimension. We always say, you know, Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'Meir V'Yomeinu. But the way the Gadolim waited for the Geula, it's a whole different dimension. How many times we heard from Yankov Kamenetsky Zatzal? Sometimes in one day, medafta geula, you know, constant medafta geula. We have no asaga. The Beis Yosef brings down the medrash that a guy was in the middle of benching. That's why they asked him to put a knife on the table, b'shas the benching, because a guy was benching, and when he came to Rachim Noah, he got so overwhelmed that there's no Beis Hamikdash that he took the knife and he stabbed himself. He got just lost himself. That never happens to anybody. So the stock market could bring you to that physical cliff. But people not stabbing themselves over the Churban Beis Hamikdash. But a Gadol Yisrael is a different, a different asaga. When it comes to Geula, it's a whole different dimension of how they wait for Geula. Rav Shlomo Katz, Mivilna, held, they came to him with a shaila. They wanted to buy. It was a year where the first day of Sukkot came out on Shabbos. So a year like that, According to many Rishonim, you could use an Esrik Chos, because the first day of Netilas Lulav is not Yom Tov Rishon. So you can use an Esrik that's Chosa. It's a Machlokes. So they asked the Mishaila, maybe we should buy an Esrik that's Chosa. And he paskined, and he printed this tshuva, that you're not allowed to buy such an Esrik. They asked him, why not? You could save a lot of money. He said, because you're buying an Esrik that will only be usable if Mashiach doesn't come. Because if Mashiach comes, it's Doicha Shabbos. The lulav is nitl b'mikdosh. So you're buying an Esrig that will only be usable if Mashiach doesn't come. That means you're betting on Mashiach not coming. You're not allowed to do such a thing. Achakeloi b'chol yom shiyova. How a gadol thinks. You know, it's a different level. So Rav Eliashiv said that since the Novi says that when Mashiach will come, lo yisa goy al goy cherev, for lo yul meduoid mulchama, all the weaponry will be gone and won't be useful anymore. So it comes out that the whole gun is a kli of golos. The whole gun is needed only when we're in golos. He said, so how could you make a shechiyonu on a kli that's only here for the golos? That's how a gadol thinks. Fascinating. I was more, the halachic thing we could debate and have a long discussion about it, about this debate. Because after all, we can go and say that if you buy kaka and chutz laretz, you shouldn't make a shechiyon. It's only negeya when you're in goals. If you buy a house in chutz laretz, we could take Rav Eliashiv's concept and go all the way. But I'm just saying the way Rav Eliashiv thought. So in a very simplistic way, you know, people say, a gun is a goy shezach. A goy shezach. That is very, very klein kapeldik. That's klein kapeldik. That's not a halacha way of looking at something. It's a klein kapeldik. I saw years ago an article written. There were many articles written on gun control by rabbonim, you know, religious rabbonim, and by secular clergymen, call themselves rabbis. And many of them, it's very simplistic. I mean, the quotes like Lamoshel, if you want to hear like the typical, you know, what does Judaism say, you know, about this, this is not a recent article. This is an older article. But anyway, in Judaism, safety is a tremendous concern. The Bible requires that a roof be properly gated in order to prevent people from falling off. No. Zetmendach, you're not allowed to drive recklessly. See Minchat Yitzchak 8:148. Okay? Somebody who refuses to remove a safety hazard can be punished by excommunication. Safety regulations are treated very, very stringently in halacha. Clearly, a Jewish view would be against people owning guns. Ad kan dvorav hakdoshim. Yeah. That's very, very simplistic. Chas v'shalom, never say anything is wrong or right. That's very, very simplistic. That's why I said it's very shallow. It's a pasuk. It's a person who's paskening from a pasuk. That's shallow. A pasuk is not shallow. But somebody who paskens from a pasuk, that's a shallow psak. Chas v'shalom, you don't want to say anybody is shallow. But a psak that's based on a pasuk, that's a shallow psak. We know what Chazal say if somebody paskins from the Mishnah. How Chazal look at it. Obviously, this is a very in-depth issue. It's totally in halachas of roidif and nirdif. Not only that, milonu godol me Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu vayorek eschanichov. Was Avraham Avinu a Yiddish salt mensch? I know it's a shy lift, always said, I didn't have Yidin koyde man toyla. But l'choyra Avraham was a Yiddish type of person. Avraham had weaponry. Vayorek eschanichov. Say Chazal tell us he had his weaponry. So machloik is tanoim, those of you doing the daf yemen, whether you're allowed to wear weapons on Shabbos. It's derech levisha. Whether it's a whether a weapon is viewed upon as a davar shel gnai, or the weapon is viewed upon as davar shel shevach, machlokes tanoim. But it was a question of levisha. The Gemara Nozia talks about a woman, that a woman shouldn't wear klei zayin. And if a woman wears klei zayin, it's called lo yilbash gever simlas isha. In fact, in one of the major discussions between the Gedolei Yisrael about, against the draft for women, they discussed that sugi and nozia, that you see that the woman is not supposed to be wear big day mechoma. But for the Hamoinam, to say that it's not Yiddish for somebody to have something to protect themselves, if that's the reason why they have it, it doesn't make sense, and it's against what we see from the Pashtus Hasugyus all over, that they did have weapons. That was the greatness of Yoel Eishes Chevra Arkeni, that instead of her using a weapon, because she was a woman, Yoda, she went out and took her hand, by Yosei Tishlachta, she took the piggot, the anchor of the tent, and she drove that into the skull of Sisra to kill him, because she was an Isha. For an Isha, it's a different story. So there's no question that there are definitely certain times, certain places, where there's a mitzvah to have a weapon. For one's protection, it's a mitzvah to have a weapon. That's a nishdovos tereden. If a guy would, let's say, live in the jungle, l'moshe, and when he goes to shul, he could meet a lion and a tiger, so he would have a mitzvah to have a gun. So what's a chilek if you have a hoylech arba or hoylech shtayim? It has to be that the behemoth walks on 4 feet, and if the behemoth walks on 2, so now there's no din. It's also a chayirah. Right? So again, you take it to different levels. If a guy lives in a dangerous community, the Gedolei Yisrael spoke about being matir on Shabbos, people that live in yeshivim, to walk around with a gun on Shabbos, to go to shul with a gun. So to make a generic statement that a weapon is a goyish ezach, it's not emes. It's not emes. To have a weapon, l'shem weapon, not for protection, that you could say is a goyish ezach, a prost ezach. If a guy has a weapon stam as a hobbyist, he wants to have a weapon, that's a handel ezach. You know, my guy lives in Meir Shorim, right? And the only thing is he goes to Tiferes Bachum and he learns the Yemen Valaila. Then he goes back to his Dira. And he enjoys to have a weapon. Das kemen shezogen. But a guy who has a weapon for protect, that, again, what's called you need it and what's called protection and what's, these are open shayla. But to say a weapon is a goya shezach, it's not true. There's times where a person would have a chiv. Now again, you have to know how vite to go. You know, I have a tshuva that was written in the Bnei Bonim from Rev Herzl Hinken, son of Avrom, related mishpacha from Rebbe Leo Hinken, Zechut Tzadik Levrocha, in which he writes that one of his chaverim, you know, you could take it to no extent. You could say, you know, everybody is a roidif, and you could, chas v'shalom, a guy could go mishugi, take a gun and... So they had L'moshe Loyalenu, we had that mice, as you all know, in the Moros HaMachpelah, many years ago. And Nebuch, there was a tremendous, tremendous tragedy. Many, many people were killed, including the shooter was killed. And there was a whole mevuche after that, whether what he did was permitted, the act that he did was permitted. And then there was a tumult afterwards that he has a din of a kodosh, like somebody that died al kiddush Hashem. And it was actually printed in this tshuva of Bnei Bonim from Rav Henkin. He brings down someone who held that way. Says like this, he says, Sho'oisoy ha-Yehudi shehorag ha-Rovim b'moras ha-Machpelah, the Nerag, who Kodosh, He has a din of a kadosh, like a person that died al kiddush Hashem. Kekol kadosh elyon shenergu al yedei goy. That's it. He says, and even if you have a person that wasn't frum, the porkei oil, those not frum people that died in the Holocaust, le'olenu, the psak of many of the G'dayli Yisrael, what they have a din of kedoshim, because they were killed because they were Jews. And therefore, mi shenerag nechshav, b'glal shehu Yehudi, nechshav kekodosh. U'kekol chalal le'yashor, rachmona litzlon. Shekulam muchzokim kekedoshim. They all have a din of kedoshim. Afal pi shechelkom poku ol b'chayeh. Even though some of them, they weren't frum. The Periko, when they were still alive. But still in all, they had a din of kedoshim. And Rav Eliashiv wrote this in many tshuvas, that the Chalal HaShoah have a din of kedoshim. Even though not all of them were frum, unfortunately, still they're kedoshim. So this Yid wanted to say that this person that killed in the Maaseh Machpelah, who killed out these people that were praying in the Maaseh Machpelah, he's a kodesh because he was killed al Yid. The emes is that, let us be done here very simple. Were those Arabs in the cave, in the Maaseh Machpelah, were they allowed to kill that Jew? I'm talking about Al-Pi Shulchan Aruch. Were those Jews, those Arabs who killed the Jew, were they allowed to Al-Pi Allah? Now, I'm not talking about, would you, let's say, stam a different shayl. If you had an Israeli soldier in there, in the cave, would have he Al-Pi Din been permitted or Mechuyev to kill that Jew? There's no question in my mind that as far as policy, definitely the policy would be that they would shoot him as a criminal. There's no shayla that at the soldiers, the orders that would be given to the soldier would be to kill the guy. I'm asking you as halacha. That's a separate parasha, which I'll get to in a moment. Which is, stam, if you have a, let's say you have a Jew that's roid of a goy to kill a goy. Or to kill a mass murder. I'm a shugin him. He's going with a gun. Most cases, there's no such thing as a person who's being roid of goyim. A person who's a mishugana, who's running after to kill people, he's not running after goyim, he's killing. He's on a killing spree. So he has a din of a roidif generically. But let's say you had somebody that you could narrow it, that he's a roidif achar goy. Just goyim. He's not running after you. This Yid that killed out the Arabs in the Maaseh Machpelah, right? He wouldn't have touched a Jew. There's no question. He was being right of whatever rationale he had at the time, which obviously wasn't wholesome. He was doing it, killing Mistam L'Shem Shammai. Right? In his mind, he was doing it L'Shem Shammai. Would you be allowed to... That's a different child. The soldier, Zicha, would have defended the Arabs in the cave. That would have been the law. Imagine what the world would have said. The Israeli army wouldn't have protected the people praying over them. Loyalena. So here, it's clear, because if we pull out a Rambam, the Rambam says like this, in Hilchos Melachim Perek Yud, Ben noyach she'onsei anos la'avor alachas mitzvah z'atoiro, shehu mitzuve bohem, mutil loy lavo. The Rambam says that a goy is not chayiv to give up his life for the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. He's not mechuyev to do so. That's the halacha. So technically, the goy himself would have been allowed to goy him in the cave if they would have asked a shayla. If there's a Jew comes into the cave and starts shooting, are we allowed to kill him? The psak would have been yes. Which actually jeopardizes the kapara that such an individual would get. Meaning, normally we say that somebody is killed, even if he was a poyrek ol, which is what Rav Eliashiv writes. Misosay lechaperasol. Rav Eliashiv writes that let's say you have loy aleinu, a person is perik all. All Torah and all mitzvahs, he doesn't keep anything. And he gets killed because he's a Jew. Because they didn't care in World War II if you were Shemitah or mitzvahs or not. They have the same sinner. They kill him because he's a Jew. So if Eliyashiv says that he has a din of a kadosh, and he says, and he's a tzaddik, because misosay mechaper asalav. But that's because the misa was shaloi kedin. He wasn't entitled to be killed. But if you have a poyrek ol that's high of misa, gets killed legally, then there are many who hold ein misosay mechaper. Because the death was not an atonement. The death was he was talking high of misa mamish. Avoided. So these Arabs, l'chayra, would have been allowed to kill. I even have a Malbim befeirush like that. The Malbim discusses by Midyan. It says, Soror es ha-midyonim v'ikisem o'isom, ki tzoyririm heim lochem. So the Malbim says, what do I need the separate pasuk by Midyan? Soror es ha-midyonim. He says, why isn't it enough? They're roidfim. What do I need this new halacha? So the Malbim says a tremendous chiddush. The Malbim says, Chidsha Torah, the Torah was machadash, that when somebody is running after you to kill you, Lo yamrinon domo didei stomuk yoyse mi domo didoch. Well, normally we say you have to give up your life not to kill. Why? Because my chazus, who says your blood is sweeter than the other guy's blood? Right? But over here, if the guy's being roidif to kill you, then there's no machosis. So then logically you can kill that person. That's the Malbim. So the Malbim says, the nafkamina is, that this even applies to goyim. Meaning, the regular din of roidif, where you're allowed to kill the guy even before he pulls the trigger on you, even before he sticks out a gun at you. He breaks into your house, you're allowed to kill him. A roidif. So the Malbim says, that is a din only by Yisrael. A goy wouldn't be allowed to kill a guy who breaks into his house and doesn't pull out a gun on him. He says, but if a guy pulls a gun on you, then there's a din kitzerim im lochem, it applies even to a goy. Even a goy can kill another goy that has a gun drawn on him, according to Halach, because of this din. So it comes out that those Arabs in the Moros Machpelah, Al pi shulchan aruch, they were allowed to kill whoever was trying to kill them. They weren't mechuyev to let themselves be shot. So therefore, to call somebody like that a kadosh is not acceptable. What, you know, the kindest words that you could use for such an individual would be to say that he was an honest pedaita. That would be to call him a kadosh. Would be a misused term. To say he's an honest bedaitoi, meaning that in his mind he rationalized against all the poiske hador, because all the poiske hador paskin that what he did was usur 100% al pidin, and it's ritzicha. But in his mind, he went against the das of all the gedolei hador. And he decided in his own mind to rationalize that every Arab in the world is a roidif. Okay? That would be the most kindest term. And you know that I always look to give every Jew the kindest term. So in my own mind, that's the way I looked at it. That the guy in his own mind, he rationalized that every Arab in the world is a roidif. Or every Arab living in Hebron is a roidif. However he saw it in his mind. And therefore, every Arab is the blood is hutadamai. Needless to say that to take a psak like that and do something like that, who knows how much Yiddish blood he was misaking by doing that, by doing something like that. How much anger he could unleash by doing a pula like that. But leaving that on the side, he was. I don't have to tell you that he was wrong, I'll be aloha. But in his mind, he was honest, but I think that's the kindest way to call it. And Taka Rav Henkin here says clearly Avada, you can't call him a Kaddish. That's Pasha. Now, could you protect, could you yourself protect an Arab or any Goy who's being gunned down by a Jew? That's an interesting child. You have a Jew with a gun. He's running after a Goy. The Goy is allowed to kill him up Yaloch. The Goy is allowed to pull a gun and shoot the Jew who's chasing him. Is the Jew allowed to do that? That we have a very interesting Sefer Hasidim. Sefer Hasidim is found over here in the new print of the Sefer Hasidim. Hotzas Moser Rav Kook. I think we may have it in the shul. I think I saw it here. Simon Tov Tov Reishut Ches. He says like this. Ruvain Horoitzer Laroi Gesanochri. Ruvain wants to kill the guy. V'hanochri ain't a roitzer l'areges Ruvain. It's not that the guy is chasing Ruvain. If the guy is a roidif to Ruvain, so then of course you should join Ruvain to save him, like any nirdif. But let's say the guy is not. The Jew is running after the guy to kill him. Says the Sefer Hasidim, Yischaber Shimon im Hanochri. Frightening words of the Sefer Hasidim. He says the Jew should join with the Goy. Now he doesn't say how far to go. He just says you should assist him. What does he mean? Does he mean shoot him? Does he mean try to stop him? It's unclear from the actual Sefer Hasidim. But if we look in Choshen Mishpat, when they bring down this similar halacha, it's found here in Sim Tov Chof Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says as follows. It's lafrushe meisura. The reason why you have to help the goy is because the Jew is doing ritzich. He's not allowed to kill a goy. So you have to stop him, just like you have to stop him if he's doing any of it. It's a gather of lafrushe meisura. If it's a gather lafrushe meisura, you can't kill a guy. Lafrushe meisura. So l'chayre, you would not be allowed to pull a gun on a Jew, even if he is pulling a gun on a Gentile. L'chayre, that should be that l'chayre. Now I'll show you minchas chinuch like that beferish. Minchas chinuch, we have in mitzvah tof reish. Osur la'yor yehudi afilu roidev goy. The lav b'chlal reyehu. He says, because the Rambam in Hilchos Roitzeach says clearly that the reason why you kill a Roidev is because he's running after a Jew who's Bechlau Reyehu. The Kivon Shenilmad, Mishavich Tamahodom Ayadei Agoy, Lahatzil Nirdav Goy, who Adin Li Yisrael, Mikomokoim, he says, that doesn't work. Okay, that's the Chesefer HaChinuch, the Minchas Chinuch. Okay, so the bottom line is that it would be prohibited l'chayre for a Jew to kill a goy, to kill a Jew who's running, who's being a roidif, unless he's meshugah, and then you have he's misaken everybody. He's not. There's no limited sakana. But if there would be a limited sakana, you have a chiyuv to do all you can, minus killing him, to stop him from doing that. But that's as far as, I'm just telling you, we can't be cowboys and take guns and go and kill people. And we're not kedoshim. We're not kedoshim if we go and do that. But the flip side is that there is a din of roidif, and there is a din of baba machteres. And the mere fact that there's a din of baba machteres shows you that a Jew be'etzem should be protected to protect, should be prepared to protect himself. That's what every Baba Machteres is. Every Baba Machteres is that you have to be prepared to protect yourself. Now, what's called prepared to protect yourself? So this taina that they have, that you're not allowed to have a dangerous thing in your house, okay, that is totally misquoted. It is true. You're not allowed to have dangerous things in your home unprotected. That is true. It's Beferish Gemara. The The shaila is brought down in the poskim if you're allowed to have a dog. I'm talking about a dog that can attack. A pit bull. Yeah, it's a dog, a dangerous dog. You're allowed to have such a dog. So now there's whole shaila in different states about owning all kinds of exotic animals. There's a woman now, and not far in one of the adjoining states here, that has 18 tigers in her backyard. The Shechenim are not so happy about it. I don't blame them. There's 18 tigers in the backyard. Yeah? So Lemaise, there is halach on that. The Gemara says in Bava Kama, Da'afai and Tesla Mebeis, Lo Yigadil Odo Mesakela Vela, but Elon Keno Yakoshu Bishal Shelas. There's a din of protecting something dangerous in your house. And the Gemara goes on to say, Lo Yisosam Domen Beveisecha, and when the Shulchan Aruch brings down this din, it makes it into a generic halacha. Shulchan Aruch says that a person is not allowed to have something in his home that's dangerous. Also, the gadol kelev rabaseich beisoy elam kenu ukosher b'shalshela shel barzel. Right. So everybody asks, why are you allowed to have a kelev rabaseich beisoy at all? Shulchan Aruch says you should only have a kelev ra in your home if it's tied with a chain. Okay, that's the whole sugya in Bava Kama where the dog barked and the woman Nebuch miscarried from fear, from the fear of the dog. And when the owner showed the woman that the dog had no teeth, it was too late. She already miscarried. That's the Gemara. So the Achronim here ask on the Shulchan Aruch, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that you're allowed to have a bad dog bichlal? Mechtes, you're allowed to have a bad dog. In fact, the pashtus lashon haGemara is lo yigadol adam as a kelev. Period. Kelev ra could be prohibited completely to have. And there are some rishonim who say you should not have a kelev ra. What's the heter to have a dangerous thing in your home with protection? Mechtes. Bishloima, the other cases, they're only dangerous because of their situation, meaning you have a shaky ladder. So it's dangerous because it's a shaky ladder. If you firm it up, it's not dangerous. Fine. Or you have a roof. If there's no fence, it's dangerous. With a fence, it's not dangerous. It's understandable. But a dangerous dog, what do you have a dangerous dog for? Basically, Shulchan Aruch is saying, you shouldn't have a dangerous dog unless it's protected. Nechtesa. So Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin comes. And he says, perhaps there's no machlekes. Really, takad is a din? Al yigadol adam kelev rab b'soich beisei, b'chlal. You're not allowed to have a kelev rab b'soich beisei. Kelev rab b'soich beisei is bringing a dangerous thing in and then trying to mitigate it. What are you doing? And that's why we find some Rishonim use the Lashon, al yigadol kelev rab b'soich beisei, period. And shalshelus is only used by stomach kelev. But a kelev ra? Not at all. But says the Maril Diskin, but if somebody lives in a place where tzorich lekelev ra l'shmirosai, he needs a dog to protect himself. He needs a dog. So there the dog is not viewed any longer as a kelev ra. It's ra because the dog by nature attacks. But it's being used as protection. Then it's mutil. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about in Choshe Mishpat. Elam kin kosher b'shalshelas is where you need the dog. If you don't need the kelev ra, you're not allowed to have it at all. But if you need it, and it's kosher, then you're allowed to have it. And l'maisa rabbi said that's precisely what a weapon is. A weapon, if it's used for protection, so then it goes into the gedder of kelev ra. Yes, it could be it's used to attack. But it's used to attack, for protection. So then that's like kosher b'shalshelus. And that's a beferish halacha, that you're allowed to have it. However, we learn, the most conservative way to learn is like the Maril Diskin, which is, you don't have a kelev ra for you're a collecting kelev ra. You like an exotic wild animal. The most conservative way to learn the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is you have it for protection. But at the very least, Shulchan Aruch is being matter that. Why? Because then, that's not called ra. Because it's not for the purpose of ra. It's for the purpose of protection. And the same thing a gun. A gun is not a davar ra. a gun can be used for ra. And a gun could be used to be masal nefoshes. The gun in a security guard's belt, it's a befakech nefoshes. It's no different than a stretcher in an ambulance. It's atzolos nefoshes. So that's why, halachically, to say that a gun is osur is absolutely not the case. I would say that the way we would break it up is if a person lives in a mokum that's olul for sakana, he's mechuyev to have a weapon to protect himself. He'd be absolutely mechuyev to have a weapon. Again, it has to be kosher b'shalshelos, like a kelev ra. It has to be protected. If a person lives in an area, there's absolutely no danger at all. Stam, he wants to collect guns, al-tabi. Then I would say, according to Maril Diskin, it's awesome. According to those who learn that you're allowed to have a kelev ra tied up, even if you don't need the kelev ra, then you technically be allowed to own a gun if it's locked up. But according to the Maril Diskin, who holds that a kelev ra is only mutter where you need it for shmira, and even then it has to be kosher b'shal shalas, then a person would not be allowed to own a gun stam al tabi. And if a person lives in a Medina Beinonis, where there's all of there are robberies, there are break-ins, it's yes, no, then a person has a right not to have a weapon, al tshem p'sorim Hashem. He could rely that on the hamoinam, even though now they identify people that have the guns. There's a whole tumult about that too. Okay? And that is a machloikis within that group, if the fact that they were identified is a mila for them or a chisaron for them. Before we deal whether their privacy has been invaded, which is anyway, the whole privacy is bottled. The ganze musig of matoivu yalecha yankev mishkenei secha Yisrael is bottled today. Because nobody has any mishken that's private. But there's a whole machlekes. If some of the pro guns activists are saying they wanted to be identified. Adarabe. Just like you put a sign on the door, this house is protected by alarm system. You should know I have a gun. Stay away. Some hold not. It's a gun. It's a machlekes. But vinishtvi, the way I would view it, halacha lemaaseh, is in the following way. I would go like the Maril Diskin, which is to have a kelev ra l'shem kelev ra. And then to protect it, that's not mutter. So if you're just having it out hobby and then you lock it up, you try to protect it, that the proper thing, again, there are those who are mater. But I will hold like the Maril, that to do that, you shouldn't do. That's like a kelev ra where you don't need it for shmir. But if your shikul hadas is, and you have a right to have a shikul hadas, if your shikul hadas is, A, you could use it for protection, you feel more comfortable to protect yourself, then you're allowed to have it. It has to be protected. And if you're in a place where the Hamoinam would say that such a thing is needed, then I would go to the level of saying that you're mechuyev to have it. Al tishmal temoyed l'naf shesech. Shoyim apsoyim Hashem, according to Reb Moshe and according to many, goes by what Stam people would be comfortable with. Stam people would say, I'm comfortable, I'm safe. Right? If the Hamoinam where you live, because of the type of neighbor, in some Israeli communities, Loyalenu, they have their ongoing, you know, infractions and Arabs come in. So there, Al Pidin, they're mechuyev to have a gun. People, Arabs come in, they're mechuyev to protect themselves. Al Pialach, mechuyev to have it. So Besikum, I hold that the gun issue, halachically speaking, we cannot come up with any mokar in Chazal or in Shulchan Aruch that would say that a Yid is not allowed to have a gun. The only time I would say that such a thing would apply is if a person doesn't need it for their safety and they have it strictly for a hobby, they like to hunt, okay, l'moshel, then you could be done that it's a kelev ra that's not needed. And even if it's kosher b'shal shelas, now to have an unprotected gun in the house, that would be also al pi aloch. Like any dover hamazik, that would be also al pi aloch. But the mere fact, a gun by a law-abiding person is a matzel. It's not a kli ritzicha, it's a kli atzola. It's a klei atzola. It's not a klei mashkes. And therefore, la locha, I would say, it does not apply. In fact, I think it's kedai to be misaking this with the posuk in the Sifri, that's darshan in the Sifri. The Sifri talks about David HaMelech. We know that David HaMelech was not allowed to build the Beis HaMikdash because his hands were full of blood. Right? So, erroneously, that's the way we all are. That's the way I learned it also till I saw the Malbim. I understood that to mean that the fact that David HaMelech killed so many people, see, even though he was mechuyev to do it, and even though for him it was the right thing, but the bottom line is his hands are bloody. That's the bottom line. Okay? Very similar to what Chaim Shmulevitz says. Chaim Shmulevitz says, you know, there's a machloikas l'shem shemayim, there's a machloikas shalei l'shem shemayim. He says, even a machloikas l'shem shemayim, it have davenin that we shouldn't be a victim of it. Shouldn't have to be in a machloikas. Run away. You know, yeah, if you end up being a machloikas l'shem shemayim, fine. It was machloikas l'shem shemayim, what can you do? But that's not where you should want to be. You should want to be not in machloikas. You should want to run away from machloikas. So Rav Shach always said it. That's why it says that you have to iran idachas. The Eibishter gives a brocha. V'richamcha. V'nosan lecho rachamim v'richamcha. So Rav Shach says, because after you kill out a whole city, even if it's true, it's a iran idachas. You kill out anoshim, noshim v'taf, it could make a negative effect on you. You need a brocha from Hashem that you should be protected. So the way I always learned, till I saw the Malbim, was L'maisa, David HaMelech, he killed all these people. So it's true, he had to kill them. He did the right thing. But Beis HaMikdash needs clean hands. You know, never killed anybody. But it was madna to me, Tak. And it was more madna to me because the Sifri, you hear a lashon of the Sifri, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech, Choviv alai. The lashon Choviv. Choviv alai, it's beloved to me, the blood that you spilled when you killed out the Shiva Amamim, Yoiser Midam Porim Ve'elim, more than the blood of the Korbanos. So it bothered me if the Sifri is saying that the blood that David HaMelech spilled is more Choviv than the Korbanos. How could that be a reason why David shouldn't be able to build a Beis HaMikdash? It's Pella. If it would say, you were mechuyev to do it. Doesn't say that. Choviv. Choviv means it was beloved. What's a pshat? So the Malbim says a gevaldige pshat. Fascinating pshat. The Malbim says that David HaMelech, he was involved, he was an ish melchome his whole life. He was involved in melchomes his entire life. And Memela, he says that since he was involved in melchomes his whole entire life, the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avtocha, V'cherev lo yavo ba'otzechem. The Eibishter gave Avtocha Beis HaMikdash will bring peace. It's like a security. Says the Malbim, this Malbim is found in Divrei HaYomim, on that pasuk. So the Malbim says, so when David HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, there was an ulterior motive also. It'll bring peace. See, he wouldn't have been able to build the Beis HaMikdash with the same lishma as Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech came into a world where the fights were taken care of already. He was able to build the Beis HaMikdash only for Ashuras HaShchinah. But you, David, since you were involved in Milchamas, so for you the Beis HaMikdash also will give security. Memelis felt in Lishma. So it's not that the blood was possible. Anyway, so touching upon this, that's what I would say is the way that you look at a gun. A gun that's used for protection is not only Nishta Goyish Ezach, it's choviv kedam porim ve'elim. Protecting lives. It's mamish protecting lives. In fact, again, I this is not a political thing, so I don't want to get into politics. But from what I understand, the states, many of the states, that have the strictest gun control, have the highest level of crime. That doesn't mean it's always like that. But from what I understand, Chicago, I didn't look clearly, to be ma'ayin be'in. From what I understand, Chicago has very strict gun laws. And the level of shvichas domim over there, if we had Ari Miklitz in Chicago, you'd need a dozen of them. And you really would need more, but there's enough mezidim there that you wouldn't need that. So that's the way I would come out l'maisa. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, kol tov, hatzlocha.
Parking in front of my driveway to move.
Somebody's blocking him.
Yeah, it's second time.
Rabbi Yisai, somebody is blocking the neighbor right across the street. So he's asking if we could please move the car.